What was your name? I'm sorry.
Elaine.
Elaine. Is that with an E?
Yeah, E-L-A-I-N-E.
And what's your date of birth? Do you live in this neighborhood?
Yes.
What's your address? And do you have a phone number?
805.
Do you know your driver's license number offhand?
Pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's fun. I just got out here and we were in the office and get out here, so I really don't know myself what happened. So if you could just help me out and tell me how this, what happened here.
I'm outside working. We're having a garage sale this weekend, and I didn't see the little truck go by, but I saw the sheriff go by and come racing in here and just go past me.
You saw a truck?
I didn't see the truck. I saw a couple of white trucks, but I really wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
I was trying to get some stuff done.
If you could just focus on what you saw instead of what maybe other people
said.
That's what you should say.
I saw a couple of white trucks go in, and then I was doing some work. Then I saw a sheriff's car go past me down the street.
And where were you at?
I live in the fifth house down.
Fifth house down,
I was working out front, doing some stuff. And I saw the sheriff's car go by, and I thought that was kind of weird, sheriff's car going by. And then he just went straight to the back. And then like 5 minutes, 7 minutes later, I hear pop, 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 pop. And my cousin is the next cop, and we've talked, and she says that before. And she says, yeah, like gunshots fire sounds like popping. And so I heard like 8 or 9 shots, and I look out here, and I came up here, and the officer's down.
Okay. Now, what time was this, do you think?
It was probably, let's see, my daughter had left. It was, I can find out exactly, because my daughter had already gone to work, so I think it was about 10 to 8, 5
to 8. So about 7:50, you're out in front of your house working?
Yeah, I've been out,
Okay. And then you said you saw some truck?
I saw the sheriff come in. I saw two white construction trucks go by.
Going this way? Going?
Yes, going down.
Going east or south?
And sometimes, you know, a lot of people come in when someone opens the gate. A lot of people follow them in.
Right.
And I really wasn't paying that great of attention. But then afterward, a few minutes later, I saw the sheriff come in.
Okay.
And I can get to the exact time because it was after my daughter went to work and she was running late, so I need to call her and find out.
So were you standing out in your yard?
Yeah, I'm out in the front.
And then you saw the sheriff car going this way?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get out of the way so we can run over here. I don't think I'm tall enough.
It's a crime scene there, like they
Right. I'm gonna have to go to the left here. That happens. Okay, I'm sorry. So you said you saw the sheriff's car driving down here?
Saw the sheriff's car driving down.
And where did it go?
I didn't look, but he was going straight down to the
straight down?
There's only so far you can go.
And then you lost sight of him after that?
Yeah, I did.
And then what happened after that?
I was still out front working, and about 5 minutes later, maybe not even that, I heard 8 or 9 pops, and I knew it was gunshot. And I'm going, that's like right at the corner. And, I waited a couple minutes till I didn't hear anymore, and then I came up here, and the officer was down. And
okay. You said you heard 8 or 9 pops, and you heard gunshots. Where were they coming from?
It sounded like they were coming right from this gate here.
From this gate?
Yes. Okay.
And then, after you heard the pops, how long did you wait to come up?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Just till I didn't hear any more. Then I came up.
Okay. And what did you see when you came up? Did you walk up or drive up?
No, I walked up.
Okay.
And I had my phone with me, and there was the sheriff was laying down on there, blood coming out from the sheriff. He'd gotten shot right up here. another lady that was coming out had stopped and she'd gotten out, and one of the neighbors, I guess I heard he's a paramedic, he's a new person.
Okay.
He came up and then we got the blanket out of the lady's car, and the paramedic and the fire guy was cutting that guy's shirt off him and taking a vest.
Okay. So when you walked up, how far did you go up?
I went all the way up to the officer.
The officer, and where was he laying at?
You
just point out.
Right, on the grass.
On the grass?
Right front, in front of the right front tire.
Okay. So was he laying down, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Did he say anything?
He was talking. He was coherent. He gave us his name, you know, he was answering all the questions we were asking him, so he was coherent.
Okay. And then what did you do when you saw him?
I said, is there anything I can do? I called 911 again just to make sure, because it had been taking so long, and then got the blanket out of the lady's car. She said, I have a blanket in my car, can you grab it? So I went and grabbed that.
And what did you do with the blanket?
They put it underneath the sheriff.
Okay. And who did that when you say they?
There was a paramedic, one of our neighbor paramedics.
Oh. Do you know who, what his name is?
I think his last name is No, I haven't met him. He just moved in like last week.
Okay. I'm sorry, his first name did you say? Did you?
I don't know. No. That guy right there in the gray that's talking to her.
Oh, okay. Got it.
He was here, and then there was a fire department person attending to the officer.
How long did it take the fire department to get here?
It seemed like forever. It was probably like 7 minutes, 8 minutes.
Okay.
And I called again, and the 911 dispatch had asked me if...
whose house did he drop his daughter off at?
They're at North... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. I asked them if there's anything they needed. I called 911 again, the 911 dispatcher. Kalal? Rocky Peak? Kalal? Kalal? Freeback. Sumac Freeborn. Oh.
If you go down the street, that other street where you would run, why didn't you?
Okay, so, and then it took about 7 minutes for the fire to get here.
I called again, I called dispatch, and the dispatcher asked me if the girl on Rocky Peak High Street, or Rocky, it's actually Rocky Peak Street, was hit, for example, if
okay.
We knew, and at that point, we didn't know if she'd even, anyone there had been hit.
So you spoke to the dispatcher about that?
Yes. And she told me that ambulances were on the way, and then the paramedic talked to him on the phone for a little while, and I wasn't listening to their part of the conversation.
Did the deputy say anything about what happened at all?
No, he did not. He did not.
And when you say the other people, the lady with the blanket out of the trunk, do you know her name at all?
I don't know who she was. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
I don't.
And so is she driving out or in?
She was driving out.
Driving out. What kind of car was it?
She was in a black SUV. I believe it was a Chevy.
Do you think she lives here?
I think she might. She might live on the back street. I'm not 100%. Who was up here at the time? Jim, you know that lady, were you here when we brought the blanket out of the car? No.
No.
Okay.
I don't know who she was.
Okay. We'll find out, I'm sure. Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming to help. We always, unfortunately, things like this don't happen too often, but they're pretty scary.
Yeah,
so,
it is. And
if you need to talk to somebody, we have counseling and stuff, services available for you, okay? I'll give you my business card. And again, I appreciate you guys stopping and helping out. There you go, okay? If you have any questions, give me a call. Anybody else here that you might have seen anything?
Not that came up right away. I mean, these people all pulled up, like, shortly afterwards.
Okay.
And I don't think they saw anything because they were asking us.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You need what time you heard your call? You know what? I can call you.